Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this fifth Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. We come united in prayer as we open our hearts to our Heavenly Father, praying together. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name. Through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore you to you double. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 145. I will bless you and praise you forever, my God and King. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. I will bless you and praise you for ever, my God and King. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power. I will bless you and praise you for ever, my God and King, to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. I will bless you and praise you for ever, my God and King. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. I will bless you and praise you for ever, my God and King. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it, for I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self. But I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, says the Lord, and I will give you rest. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. But to what will I compare this generation, says the Lord? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and everyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. As we read through the gospel reading today, I wonder who we most readily identify with. Jesus again highlights the similarities between the world of his day and our world. In our world, there are still those who like to complain and judge others, like those in that marketplace. There are those who grumble that things are not what they were, that everything that is wrong is somehow someone else's fault. Yet at the same time, they do not offer any positive way forward. They are without hope that things could be different or better. Jesus' response is to remind the people that he has come from God. Jesus prays to the Father, thanking him for revealing his love and his ways to those who are ready to listen, children, rather than those who think that they know the answers to everything, the religious leaders and politicians of the day. Then Jesus calls to the people. Come to me, he tells them, and I will give you rest. Learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls. It is Jesus and Jesus only who can give us the deep sense of peace and hope of a better life for everyone that we and the world need so badly. We are living in a time where society is divided. Suspicion of others is rife. We live in a world lacking in justice and hope. There are too many who feel overburdened for any number of reasons. We are called to bring the love and the hope that that brings, which we have found ourselves in Jesus, to lighten the burden of others as Jesus lightens our own. How are we to do this? Well, Jesus tells us, learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart. It is in growing in gentleness and in humility that we grow in the likeness of Jesus. It is in allowing the fruits of the Spirit, gentleness, humility, peace, and love to grow within us. It is in loving our neighbor and all we meet with gentleness, humility, and generosity of spirit that we share the love of God in a way which can transform people's lives by helping them to see themselves as God sees them, as his children, loved by him, important to him, and so important to us. This is how we are called to lighten the burden that so many carry, and how the world will be gradually transformed as the kingdom of God grows. So let us not sit with the grumblers, those too ready to see the worst in others. And let us join with Jesus in showing that there is a better way, his way, where people are not judged or condemned, but are loved and accepted. The way not of division, suspicion, and despair, but the way of unity, peace, and hope. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the Church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world, bringing comfort and hope to all who are overburdened. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, the Sudan, and the Holy Land, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God and lighten the burdens of all among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. And we pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Of Jesus said.